scramble.
So, last game coming up here. Getting ready to play Chicago Bears for the second time this year. A lot of people saying we're playing for pride, but truth is, every week we're playing for pride. And, you know, right now, we know we still can get a win in this division. And I also like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. hope everyone's feeling in the holiday spirit. Glad everyone to be able to get to spend some time with their families. Like I said, happy holidays.
How important is it to get a divisional win? I mean, you're 0-5.
Yeah, it's very important, especially it's just important to win that last game. And you don't want to head into the offseason with the loss. You want to head into the offseason with some momentum, and we know how important this game is.
Teddy, Greg Jennings said that 24-yard pass to him, that's the pass he's been waiting for on you. He said he talked to you about that.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where he came back to the sideline and he just told me, man, that's it. And just hearing those words, from Greg, talk about a guy, like I always say, a guy who's played with Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's played with Brett Favre, a guy who has a championship under his belt. And for him to just say something like that, it just, gives you encouragement, gives you motivation. It just makes you want to work even harder.
What were the positive traits that came out of that play that you really, showed you that you can make that type of play?
That was one of those deals where my feet weren't set. I moved up in the pocket. Tried to buy a little time. Our offensive line did a great job on that play. I believe I had maybe over 5 seconds to throw the ball. So I was able to just step up in the pocket, flip my hips, and the defender was right on them, trailing them in the coverage that they were playing. So he did a great job of, winning on the route. I just laid the ball to the area, and Greg has always talked to me about just feeling it, not trying to see it. So it was one of those deals where I just had to trust, the throw and trust that he was going to be in the right place, and everything just happened for us on that play.
Teddy, can you talk about your growth this last quarter of the season?
I could talk about this entire team's growth. We didn't meet any of our goals. Well, we have some goals, but we didn't meet our primary goals and for the season. But we've grown, as an offense, as a team. Each week we made improvements. Coach North Turner, he said something to us back in training camp. He told us that, hey, come December, you're going to be playing your best football. And, if you look at the numbers, we haven't, gotten a win, the past two games. But, we've been playing at a higher level. And it's a good sight, for down the road.
What's your off-season plans? I mean, season ends Sunday, but there really is no off-season, is it?
Yeah, there isn't. And for me, I'm going to get with our coaching staff and see what the plan is going to be for me moving forward.
How important has it been for you to have kind of John Sullivan, a veteran center, there for you during every game?
That's very important. He's a smart guy. He has experience playing in this league, and whenever I don't see something, he always sees it. So it's great for a young guy like me to have a veteran like John up front. If I miss a call, he'll tell me, hey, you want to do something with protection or, you want to get us in and out of a play. So having a guy like John is just a huge help.
Yeah, on that sideline throw to Craig, it looked like you were kind of off balance, kind of throwing off your back foot. How much of learning to play quarterback in the NFL is being able to make those throws when you're not perfectly set?
During the offseason, I watched a ton of tape of, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. And you watch Phillip Rivers, he's one of the best in the game at, playing position in an uncomfortable pocket. He's able to make throws off balance and things like that. And you watch him make those throws, and it just tells you that, no player is going to be perfect. No pocket is going to be perfect when you're sitting back there. So just being able to just make the throws and make those hard throws or make those off-balance throws, that's what it's going to take, whether it's moving the sticks, getting the first down, or like Sunday, completing the pass to Greg for a touchdown.
Is that something you work on? Is that something you can
roll at
all?
Yeah, it's just one of those deals where every Thursday, I call it oddball Thursdays, and that's something that I learned in college. So I just stay out the practice. I haven't been doing it the past 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks. But, it's just one of those deals where you just work on it, because like I said, something's going to come up in the game where the pocket isn't going to be perfect, but you just have to react and just play football.
So you got wet ball Wednesday, odd ball Thursday. What's Friday?
Friday is just fast Friday.
Friday?
Fast Friday. You don't let the ball hit the ground. You go out, you should be perfect.
How much quicker are you in getting through some of your reads and progressions here lately?
I think I'm much quicker, especially at eliminating a wide receiver based on pre-snap reads and everything. So whenever I get the ball and I'm dropping back, I may have already eliminated one side of the field as the play is going on or before the play even happens. So I think I'm doing a much better job of just making quicker decisions and getting the ball out of my hands.
Zimmer talked about your poise and calmness. What's the most upset you've ever been in a game situation?
I was pretty upset this weekend, this past weekend. It was one of those deals where, we just let a game get away. And, we work hard, we compete every day in practice, and, we just have to continue to finish games, and we continue to just work towards that.
Are you at the point where you can get after guys that, might have misaligned or ran a wrong route? You feel comfortable?
Oh, yes, definitely. Very comfortable. Our guys here, we have a great group of veterans here, and they told us young guys when we first arrived here that, hey, everyone has a voice on this team. If you see one guy not doing it right, you get on him. And it was Brian Robinson who actually said that. So it just gave me a comfort zone to, if anything ever comes up, I could just, get on a guy, tell a guy, hey, you should have done this or done that, whether it's on the playing field or off the playing field.
How often have you had to do that?
Well, I haven't had to do it very often. Our guys have been doing a great job for the most part of just playing well assigned and playing to detail.
What did you do? You said you were pretty upset this past weekend. What did you do specifically to express your upsetness? Did you just keep it in, or did you do anything?
Yeah, I kept it in. I try not to show it. I just try to remain composed throughout the course of the game. And, the camera's always on you at this position. So, for me, I just grab a towel, squeeze it, take my anger out on the towel, and just don't let it show.
Have you been surprised by anything, being a quarterback in the NFL, being a starter?
Just the way the guys approach each day. Everyone comes in and talk about we're in our 16th game of the season, and guys are still coming to work and are locked in. The guys are just pros on this level. There are no downtimes throughout the year, or if there are, guys do a great job of not showing it. So, just seeing how professional the guys are in this locker room, it really speaks volumes for this team.
What do you think you need to work on moving forward?
There are maybe small things such as techniques or fundamentals and mechanics, but I'm just going to, like I said, get with our coaching staff, get an evaluation from this season, and see what the plan is moving forward.
Have you always had that second sense in the pocket of kind of feeling pressure and knowing when to move around?
I think so, and that just comes with playing a position for such a long time now. You have a clock in your head, whereas if you're holding on to that football too long, you're eventually going to take a sack, going to take a hit. So our guys do a great job in front of, allowing me to sit back there and just play comfortable.
A lot of us are impressed with your composure, but how have you matured over this year?
I just learned to use my resources, use the guys around me. Like I said, we have a great group of veterans around here. Those guys do a great job of, whether it's mentoring us young players or coaching us up on the run. And I think I've been doing a great job of just leaning on those guys, such as Matt Castle, Christian Ponder, Chad Greenway, Brian Robinson, Greg Jennings. The list goes on and on. But I think I've done a great job of just leaning on those guys.
Teddy, moving on to Chicago, what kind of challenges does their defense give to you?
From the first time we played them, they're pretty physical. And those guys do a great job stopping the run. And in the secondary, the defensive backs are very physical also. So, that's going to be a challenge. Those guys have some injuries, though. But the guys who stepped up to play for them, have been playing pretty well.
Good.
All right, thanks, man.